You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Good morning, Pal. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Maddie. You gonna come sit by me over here? Sure. Hi, Cameron. Hello, Kate. Here, I've got room here. We'll all squeeze together. Good morning, everybody. You guys doing okay today? There we go. Can Cameron squeeze in? Perfect. Room enough for everybody. Well, we have officially started a new group of confirmation students, and one of the things that we did last time, we're doing again, right, Conrad? We are trying to stump the pastor, because if you can stump the pastor, what do you get? Red's Donuts the next time we meet. And so they're already taking this challenge very seriously, and Conrad tried a couple of times today to stump me. Well, there's one thing that I've been thinking about this week that I really don't know much about, and that is what it was like for Jesus when he was a little boy. Yeah. You know, we often think about Jesus being a tiny baby in the manger, and we know about Jesus as a grown-up adult, but we don't know a lot about him as a little boy, do we? No, there's one story in the Bible about Jesus as a little boy, but that's all we know. But I think Jesus was a kind boy. I bet Jesus loved to play and have fun with his friends. I bet Jesus helped his mom and helped his dad. But one of the things that we kind of know, even though it's not in the Bible, is that we know that Jesus was a really faithful Jewish little boy and man. And one of the things that Jewish people do is they pray before a meal, thanking God for the food and asking God to bless it. And they pray after the meal, thanking God for the meal and for providing it. And because Jesus was a really faithful Jew, we can know that Jesus not only prayed for his meals before he ate them, but he also prayed thanksgiving after. And I thought maybe this week with Thanksgiving coming up, maybe that's something we could do a little bit, that we pray before our meals and we pray after, thanking God for our meals. And it doesn't have to be anything long or complicated. So what are some things we could say before the meal in our prayer? Do you guys have a prayer that you pray at home usually? Some people sing prayers. It can be as simple as, God, thank you for this food and bless it to our bodies. We just have to thank God. And the prayer that this book shares, this is a prayer for Jewish children, and this is likely the prayer that Jesus would have prayed as a little boy and as an adult, because this is a centuries-old prayer. So you pray this after your meal. Thank you, God, who provides our food. Help us to share what we have and to care for those who are hungry. Isn't that a lovely prayer? You thank God for your food, and then you ask God to help you share and take care of those who are hungry, who don't have food. So maybe this week, as we're eating all our delicious meals and all the delicious desserts, we can thank God for our food before our meal, and maybe we can thank God after and ask God to help us share with those who are hungry. Maybe we give it a try. Would you pray with me? Yeah. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us to have grateful hearts. And help us to share with those who are in need in any way. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church with Tina this morning.